And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what is it you're wanting to talk about?
Abraham, see if I can get on here.
Your button is not on.
Say it again.
There you are.
I had a question. You brought up a point rather heavily in that last session twice.
It was his fault.
The monkey, no. No, it was the term vibration. When we first started doing this work, after a seminar I was doing, Esther said, she says, you won't believe that. I said, what? She said, Napoleon Hill just came to me. And because I was using Think and Grow Rich as my textbook that I was in those days. And I said, we can talk to him. So we went outside of the building and we went in the back of the car. And so I talked to Napoleon Hill. He was the author of Think and Grow Rich. And I said to him, I said, if you had to do all over again, what would you do differently? The book Think and Grow Rich. He said, I would have told people where I got the information. And I said, well, why didn't you do that then? He said, because it would never have been published. And I didn't think much about that. We talked about some other things. But then a few years later, we were in Salt Lake, and Esther went to with family, and I went to the bookstore and Barnes & Noble, and I was looking in the self-help section, and there was a book I hadn't seen before. It was kind of a chocolate-colored brown, and I took it. It was Think and Grow Rich, but it was the original manuscript that before it had been edited, and I thought, well, wow. So I bought a copy of that, and I bought a copy of the one I'd been using for years, and I bought a big marking pen, and I went back up to the hotel room, and boy, I was so excited. I'm sitting down, and I'm just crossing out every word that the editors had crossed out of the original manuscript, because I was really curious of what they had taken out. And they had taken out the word vibration over and over and over and over. They took out the word vibration over and over again. So recently, right here, well, on a ship just like this, some folks came in, and they filmed it, and they were going to did a movie and so on and so forth, and then when they got ready to produce it, the producers of the film, I'll call it the producer, said there's only one thing that had to be done before they could show it on television, and they had to remove the word vibration every time, and so it got removed again about 60 or 80 times. If you watch the movie, you won't know that it's missing because they did such a good job of it. But here, twice within, 80 years, by personal experience, I've seen the word vibration removed before it could be released to the public. What's going on? What's up with that? Go.
Anytime that someone is selling something to the public, they are, for the most part, trying to figure out who their public is and wanting to do the best job they can of giving them what they think the public wants. And your public does not take great satisfaction in going too far beyond what it understands. And since vibration is something that you are not understanding, you do such a good job of utilizing vibration and interpreting your vibrational world through your physical senses that you've become enamored with your ability to translate. And